Not for the first time, very bitter and very cutting exchanges between Donegal Sinn Féin deputy Piers Doherty and Taoiseach Liam Ragger in the Dáil, this time trading very personal insults yesterday. They were debating the cost of living crisis when the Fine Gael leader was accused of being out of touch in the matter. Deputy Doherty said the Taoiseach should be a bit more humble in his response to questions that the DPP is considering allegations against him under the Corruption Act. But Deputy Ragger accused Deputy Doherty of hurling yet another cheap shot at him, and he went on to make reference to Deputy Doherty mistreating a member of the Gardaí in the past. So let's have a listen in full to what happened yesterday.
So, Deputy, just first of all, I think that was a cheap shot. I hosted a dinner last night to thank colleagues for their years of service, and there was no public money involved. You host dinners in America, you charge people $1,000 a plate to attend, and your party leader flies first class to get there. That's what you do in the middle of a cost of living crisis. And I believe she's about to announce another first class trip to Australia, which we should be undertaking in the next couple of weeks, where she'll be clinking champagne glasses with the Trinity alumni in Australia and meeting the Australian Business Association. So that's a cheap shot, particularly coming from a hypocritical party like yours, a party that receives millions of donations from vagabonds who live in a caravan, a party that is one of the biggest landlords in the state that owns 50 properties,
without interruption, please.
And a person who operates his constituency please. Office using public money from some sort of Republican company. So cheap shots, particularly coming from you, should be seen as what they are from the Irish people.
Your opening gambit just again explains how out of touch your government is, and I really thought somebody who in which the DPP is currently assessing whether they'll prosecute you under the Corruption Act, maybe you would be a bit more humble in relation to your response.
Deputy, I think that was another cheap shot and a very personal shot, and it says a lot about you. It says a lot about you and the nature and the character of the kind of person you are, and it's particularly strange coming from you, because you were prosecuted. You abused, mistreated a Garda Síochána. For that, you were prosecuted. You were found guilty. Yes, you got away without a conviction because of your age at the time, but you were actually prosecuted. You were arrested. That's what happened to you. And in your party, there are a huge number of convicted criminals in your party and in your wider Republican family, whether that is tax dodgers like Slab Murphy, a good Republican, according to Mary Lou MacDonald, a good Republican, a tax dodger. People who are convicted for murder. We know what your party's attitude is to rape and paedophiles, and what you've done in relation to that. So your cheap shots say a lot more about you than they do about me.
Let's go to line two. Line two, caller, you were, well, I don't know if you heard it, if you were listening to our clip this morning. What did you make of what you heard between Liam Ragger and Piers Doherty?
Good morning, Niall.
Morning to you.
To be honest with you, I'm actually obsessed. Because I cannot believe, I'm disgusted, I'm amazed, I can't believe that these are people that are running our country. I have a 7-year-old little girl at home who I'm trying every day to teach to respect other people's views, that, you know, at that age, everything is very black and white with them. They like it, they don't like it, it's good, it's bad. And you have to try and balance them, and you have to try and teach them to respect other people, and you know, just to be good people. And my key phrase is treat people the way you want to be treated. Yet I turn on the radio this morning, and I hear two grown men hurling insults at each other, but there's no need for, absolutely no need for at all. It really does beggar belief. And, you know, we're paying these people. And a lot of people, including myself, we're finding it difficult to, you know, we're coming into the school holidays, the kids are off school, and you're trying to figure out, okay, what can we do to entertain the children? Because, yeah, money is getting tight.
Yeah.
And you've got these two gits, you know, think it's funny to trade insults and hurl abuse and hurl venom to that extent at each other. I just, as I said, I'm upset that two grown men treat each other like that.
Yeah, and it doesn't serve the country well at all, you think, caller, even...
Well, what benefit is it to you or me or to anybody else for those two to stand there and spend 10-15 minutes shouting over each other and shouting insults at each other? What's that going to help? What's think it's a good job to spend taxpayers' money. And this is how they think they're going to fix our situation at the moment. I really don't know.
Okay, so your 7-year-old daughter might understand respect and how to act, but not so the two gentlemen you feel.
Well, this is it. You know, I'm teaching her to scout. You may not always agree with somebody's point of view, but they are entitled to it, and you have to listen to it. You may not agree with it, but you can, you know, it doesn't mean they're right and you're wrong or anything else. You just move. It's their opinion, and you have to move on from that. But as I said, to start hurling the venom and the insults and to bring other people into it. You know, Mary Lou wasn't there. Well, I don't know that she was there or not, but she wasn't speaking. And that other Max Slab or whatever his name is, he wasn't there. So why did they have to bring in a whole circle of people? That were, you know, it was a conversation between two grown-ups, allegedly.